This is the first time I've ever been up here speaking, but they told me to come tell you about my time at Spring Conference this past weekend. So for me personally, there was the speaker, Drew Frazier. There was the worship band, Austin Adamek, something like that. And then for me, the big part that I love was the quiet times, Saturday and Sunday mornings. And that's really where I found God, was in the quiet times, just in his word. For me, it was Luke 5, the first day where, I'll just tell you about it. It's where Peter's fishing and Jesus comes to him and, you know, they're not catching anything. So he says, well, hey, just put your nets down over there. And, you know, they've already cleaned their nets. And Peter's like, all right, I'll do it, I guess. Nothing to lose. So he does, and, you know, more fish than he can imagine. And then Luke 5:10 is really what struck me, where he says, do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. And for me, at my point in my life right now, where I've been equipped and I've become born to reproduce. So for me, Luke 5:10 hit me like a ton of bricks, where Peter is catching thousands of fish, and Jesus says, yeah, it's going to be like you with men. And I mean, Luke 5:10 is for everyone. It's not just Peter. It's not a literal thing. You know, I mean, you will be catching a huge net full of fish. And so for me, that's what struck me. Otherwise, Drew Frazier, he always had the good stuff. Austin Adamek, he was a pretty little beach boy, I guess. I'll share, I guess, one or two things about Drew Frazier. What he said, Matthew 4:19, you know, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. The good point he had there was that Jesus calls us to be faithful, not successful. Another one was 2 Timothy 2:2. On Sunday's talk, he said, he just, you know, drove home the point that we are to give it to reliable men. That's, you know, the things you've heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, and trust to reliable men who will also be well qualified to teach others. So he drove home the point that we need reliable men. So what the two points he made about it was, pray for reliable disciples, and if you have disciples, pray that they're reliable. But yeah, so otherwise it was a great weekend. God was praised by, you know, 1,000, 2,000 people. I'm not good at number estimation. 3,000, 5,000, I don't know. Or maybe just a few hundred, but it was a great weekend. God showed up for me, and I was blessed to have all the fellowship with everyone here and with Christ. So it was good.